He made it. Like,
I just put it together.
He only listens to Cher.
And M-A-D-O-N-N-A.
No, I've listened to a little bit more than Cher, though.
Some other stuff. It's some Cher cover bands.
I like, well, we can talk about another show.
So basically how I made it was GarageBand comes with different tunes, and you just mix it all together.
Like, you know, like Fruity Loops? You like... like the program,
yeah,
like
people
these...
look at you like, what the fuck is Fruity?
Every time,
you
yes, like, I have a bowl like, oh, every morning.
Oh, this is episode 104. This is Ricky.
This is our.
Oh, hey, I'm Dustin.
He's high.
This is Drew.
This is Ryan.
They might all be high. I'm not sure.
So Fruity Loops.
We are.
Yeah,
not
oh,
high.
So Fruity Loops. I mentioned this before. Fruity Loops is kind of like Audacity or GarageBand in a basic way, or like Acid Pro, Sony Acid Pro 6.
What the hell's up with these names?
It's like basically just music programs where you can
record
shit and then
actually,
set them as like different loops and loop them over each other. And like you build music basically.
Like
so you
editing
can make a
programs.
One-man band.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, basically, like if you listen to the White Stripes, they definitely, without a doubt, probably use Sony Acid Pro because it's like they have the money to afford it because it's like $100. And
that's all.
Well, it's like $150 just for the damn program. But, you know, they're only a two-man band, so it's like. All the dubbing and extra shit that they do to, you know, it's like you have to...
I bet
to...
they use GarageBand.
Probably not. I don't know. They are kind of...
They
kinda...
may hire monkeys.
There's a news...
Foul monkeys.
On the MIA DS and iPod situation. Her iPod was found. However, DS and wallet are still
did
missing.
It get
like
lost
her
in
wallet
vagina?
Wallet?
At large.
Yeah, but it didn't have anything in it because she had just had her car broken into recently.
Holy
and
shit.
They stole all her shit. So
don't come to Florida, man.
Her,
we'll jack your ass.
She had her license and her card, the only one that works, in her and like loose in her purse, and they didn't get that. So if it is a they,
that
we're
sucks.
Still undetermined.
Wait, so,
but the fact that her iPod was found is at least good because that's probably the more expensive.
So if any listeners want to donate any money to get.
Yeah, man. If
Stephanie
like, dude,
DS,
if
PayPal it.
If like 15 people donated like $10, we could buy her DS and some games.
Hell yeah!
Seriously.
So, which isn't much
I bought
at all,
my
you
DS
know, so.
With other people buying DSs. By when it first came out,
nice.
They were available in Lakeland, but a lot of areas they were unavailable, like bigger cities like San Francisco. We didn't even have any DSs
it's
available
like
because we bought them to shove in our asses.
With Ghirardelli chocolate?
Yeah, like so, you put, it's a sandwich, Ghirardelli chocolate, and then a DS.
And we can only do it down at Pier 39.
So the running joke on the show about San Francisco is we had this like disgruntled listener.
Yeah, we get like, one like every couple of weeks somebody like doesn't like our show. So instead of calling in like normal people, they'll like leave us anonymous comments on LiveJournal,
yeah.
And it's like, dude,
or on the
call
website,
in. We want to hear. We want to hear
so
why you don't like us.
This
so.
Dude was from San Francisco, and he like accused me of supporting child molestation.
There's some crap. I don't really get it.
Bunch of other stuff, but he's like a real girly girl.
Yeah,
and he like edits his photos online to make him look thinner, even though he's like actually bigger.
Wouldn't that just make him look like an alien?
And then makes fun of people for being bigger.
Fun of fat guys, but he's actually pretty plumpy.
What
he
a
just,
fucking
like,
poser.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, seriously, like,
don't try
the
to
ultimate
pose.
In posing.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm skinny.
And then he's in love with Prince.
Oh.
Like, not like in love with Prince, like, oh, wow, Prince is
no,
really
no,
cool.
No, no, no. He
I'm
has, like,
Prince.
All of every Prince album, like, beta... Laserdisc.
Oh no,
DVD,
that's the different disgruntled listener.
Well, dude, they're both together.
Yeah,
sex,
they
like
combined into one. They're both freaks.
They tag team each other and they attacked us.
And they
so
have black sweats and
we made fun of them.
Does cry.
We should hook them up. Like,
yeah, man.
They probably have hooked up.
Oh yeah, they probably have.
They're probably
yeah.
like
no,
Prince
I think
followers.
Dude. I, no,
San
I think
Francisco.
It...
everybody's had sex with everybody else.
Sounds like the hot tub.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what,
last
that
night.
Hot tub.
That hot tub.
If that hot tub
dirty,
could talk,
y'all need to, like,
oh, it would have stories.
I know. Herb came home and I was like,
straining.
You smell like
thank God it has a filter. Let's just say that.
Oh, it does? I was going to ask.
So, just in case anybody's wondering, 104 has just come right after 103, so if you didn't hear the last part of 103, all the same people are still in the room. So it's not...
stop listening and download it. Yeah,
it was all serious and junk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm really glad we got more of an opinion and more of a view on the war in Iraq, because John Stewart can only give me so much. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Because he's funny and shit, but I don't think he's stepped anywhere near Iraq. So
you know. It's actually funny you mentioned that. If you take Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert and then kind of average them out, you might actually get like good facts.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because their shows,
and it'd still
really
be more accurate than like CNN or Fox or NBC, because yeah, all those guys are so biased
Fox.
Towards one.
Oh, yeah.
Like Fox is so conservative, and then like NBC is so liberal, and then you got CNN that's like. Well, CNN's like the bisexual brother.
From San Francisco.
San Francisco? All we watch is MSNBC.
And Logo.
Oh, my God.
My wife had to tell me what Logo was.
Well, I didn't know. Like, something you'll probably realize more about me if we hang out more is that, like, I'm gay, but I'm not a fag. Like, I like guys, but I don't do anything gay. I don't look gay. I don't act gay. I don't know like gay
well,
things.
You do
so,
gay stuff. Just
well,
I barely knew he's gay. I still don't know he's gay.
I have to prove it with
who
my
is
pants
this guy?
Off.
Does he live with me?
Yeah, like dude, first gay bar the other night. I went to Wranglers in Tampa. The first time I ever went to a gay bar, and people always give me this look like
a gay country
like,
western
oh,
bar.
Oh, you're 22, man. You don't know anything about bars. You're still young and you got a lot to. It's like fuck you, bitch. I've been going to bars since I was like 7 with my parents because they dragged me out because I was like an only child right after I turned 7 because my sisters moved out and we lived like way down south in the middle of nowhere in like the boondocks, the boondock ghetto, because it became a ghetto, and my parents would just drag me out because it was like, you know, my mom's like, I'm not leaving you here when it takes us an hour to get home. What if something happens? I won't be able to reach you. Blah, 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 blah. So she would just take us out, you know,
and she's really that traumatic.
Yeah.
She's so fast traumatic.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, yeah, and like security, like up the ass. I mean, she's.
Oh,
like,
you were in Miami though.
Come yeah, on, Herb, so. You're a DD.
It's true. I am
8 years old, driving your parents yeah, around.
Let's get the phone books for him to sit
like,
on.
Let's bring our son because you know, yeah.
Put on this,
honey.
Fake
I want to get wasted, honey. Let's bring Cedric. That's my real name, by the way, Cedric.
Oh, hey, what's up, Cedric?
What's going on? Your sister was like, really? Oh my god, that's like another black name. I thought Herb was black enough. Shit,
my sister. Let's not even get started about my sister.
Sarah.
She like
Sarah.
If you start her talking. She won't stop. And then you add alcohol, and it's like, wow.
You have to, like, drown her in the jacuzzi. Like,
yeah, push her in the pool.
Seriously. Yeah. Your boyfriend, he must be on so many drugs.
I'm sure while he's playing World of Warcraft, he's just like, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh.
Can you bring the basin over here? I need a shit. Like,
oh.
That's you, Ryan.
Did you see that on South Park?
No, I listen to my girlfriend and pay attention to her.
Did you go to the blog and
fuck her
look at
constantly?
That's hot.
And lose her iPod in her vagina while simultaneously.
Yes, yes.
Oh, have you looked there?
Yeah, dude.
No, we have
never fucking know. Get out the Crisco and told her to squeeze.
We were getting pretty like crazy.
The force
butter flavor.
Oh
damn. God.
Dude, that thing falls.
Holy
all
shit.
Time. I gotta stop putting it up there.
Yeah, for real.
The
saxophone
Mac is,
fell down.
Yeah.
That is saxophone.
It's a clock. Yeah, my mom gave it to me because I used to be in band too.
Saxophone.
What kind of computer can't double as a table?
What the? Well, yeah. Mine doubles as a scratch pad. I guess.
I was gonna say cutting board.
It's funny though because the screen you can actually like feel it pushing in. That's how like thin it is. I mean, it's
dude. That's what technology's gotten to. It's like
it's
technology
so cool
is so awesome, but it's so cheaply made.
Yeah.
Not an Apple. It's not
oh,
cheap.
Oh, they're definitely not cheap, that's for sure. But don't get me started. Dude, you were saying you like...
don't
saying,
get me started. Don't even get me started.
Before the show,
you guys can access the internet?
All I'll say is my brother's huge into Apples. He used to call me about how to make movies because he couldn't figure it out.
iMovie.
Dude, just be like the guy from Accepted, man. You just get, you know, your iMovie and your iTunes and your whole iLife together, and it's like, I fucking fantastic, and I have no life. I, Dude, I swear to God, that's the only movie he's in. What else is that guy in?
Which one?
The mad guy. The guy's
oh, he's in Jeepers Creepers. He's in Jeepers Creepers.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
And you're talking about like the main computer guy?
Yeah, Mac.
Well, he's a freaking... He was in...
Accepted is the only thing I can think of.
The fat guy, right?
No,
that's John Hodgman.
Okay, well, he was in Dodgeball. He was in Jeepers Creepers. He was in Waiting.
Waiting. That's the one I'm thinking of. Dude, that girl's vagina was fucking... Creepers. That was like the sixth part of the movie.
The one with the freaking like cigarette butt?
And shit, yeah, and like dust and, well, and like leaves.
Let me tell you one thing. Cigarette butts are usually around that area. I don't know.
Wait, what?
Chick smokes, you know, obviously she's going to put the cigarette out and store the butt in her pubic region.
Steffi smokes. There's I've never seen a...
She's a ninja about it.
Ashtray cunt.
She's a ninja about it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's gross.
If anybody got that, I just said maybe she's got a Lucy, and it kind of had a double meaning. If anybody knows what a Lucy actually is, call us up, and you're fucking cool. I'll give you money. There you go.
What?
A Lucy is like slang for a cigarette in ghetto talk, but most people don't know that. It's crazy. Like I knew that.
I didn't before.
Lucille Ball died by lung cancer.
Yeah. What happened? Aww. Dude, what happened to Dave Chappelle?
Dave Chappelle?
He's in Africa or
something. He's playing World of Warcraft.
I thought he came back,
seriously,
though.
He started playing World of Warcraft, like, and then stopped Chappelle show.
That's sad.
We can blame
he has
the
money to keep a subscription for, like, 10 decades.
It will bring down society.
I swear to God, WoW and MySpace are, like, the two...
Have you ever been on, what is it, Second Life?
Oh my
Second Life.
God.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It's a really cool idea, but it's kind of like, well, I could just go out in real life and make friends. Yeah.
No, yeah. But basically, it's just like, it's kind of like The Sims, I guess. But
it's like
actual...
it's like Sims mixed with MySpace because it's like a social game.
But yeah, it's
not
the internet. You're actually speaking with the people on the internet. And you can like fuck them and everything.
And what's cool is like the whole game is, it's like this three-dimensional world that you create a character, any kind of that you want, and you walk around and... It's like life. I mean, you can build stuff if you're walking near a club, and the whole thing is like streaming. So if you're walking near a club that's in the game, like streaming music will come in from an actual website. Or like, you know, it doesn't load an entire world. It's endless because it's all streaming. So it just loads as you get to it. So you don't really need a fast computer to play it, but it's not really, you don't really play. It's just like a, it's like a social Sims, I guess.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's just, and it's free, but it's just like, dude. I could just go out and make friends, you know? Like,
yeah, seriously. You know. At least with World of Warcraft, I could kill, like, dragons and shit.
That's true. You guys have, like, remember, like, I forget how long ago, a long fucking time ago, but Microsoft came out with a couple chat rooms. It was, the first one was Cartoon Chat. It's like you drew a character, and, like, you actually went into a chat room, and every time you, like, typed something, it came up with a comic strip block with your little thing above it and everything.
Yeah.
And you can make it like that. You can make it have different emotions and stuff. Mm. Like, I remember I was a pigeon, which was pretty cool. and but then, like, after that, they came out with virtual chat, and it was this was like in the mid-90s, but it was fucking long time ago. I think it was called virtual chat, but basically, like, you get your character, and it was a 3D environment. Once you logged on, it was just like we were just talking about, but it was so compared to like shit we're used to now, mm-hmm. It was so just antiquated. Like you'd have your 2D picture.
Here it goes. Microsoft Comic Chat is an IRC client created by Microsoft,
bundled
with some internet-aware versions of Microsoft Windows.
But like the virtual chat, like you'd have your 2D character and you could walk up to another 2D character and whatever specific chat terminal you go to is what they called it. You could talk to them and, you know, the speech bubble would come above them.
That's how Second Life is. When you go talk to people, you're typing like live to that person next to you.
Live.
It's like a chat room,
it's
but
cool.
You're looking
like
at the person.
It's cool if you try it out.
It was nuts.
But yeah, it says Internet Explorer 3.0, which like sucked in 96.
What about
IRC is like a really amazing program. Like, if anybody doesn't already know, IRC is like basically the first form of chat, and there's so much you can do with it. I mean, it's like incredible. It's all text based, but it's like, dude, I was a big fan of the Dreamcast, and you could like, I could get on AIM using IRC.
You're so dorky.
And I was on like AOL Instant Messenger, and even though I had to like type everybody's name before I talked to them, it's like, dude, I had like dial up internet, and we didn't have a computer, and my mom would be like, you know. using the, you know, she'd be using our like 1996 computer that had like bullshit crap virus on it. So I'd go in the room on the Dreamcast, like 56K modem. It was like, yeah, man, AIM IRC. You know, it was cool.
So. And you'd have little Fantasy Star Online.
Yeah, man, exactly.
First video game.
And like you'd play like Quake 3 Arena, but you couldn't talk because there wasn't like voice chat like Xbox Live. You'd have to sit there and like bam, 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 and then like put it down real quick and like, fuck you, man, I fucking killed you. Oh, you know, like, you know, because you didn't have a keyboard and a mouse. You had a Dreamcast controller and a keyboard because they didn't make a mouse. So it was like,
yeah,
it was like you had to pick it up real quick and then be like, meet me at this room. Meanwhile, you're getting killed like three times because you keep respawning. Like, you know, it's like fucking.
That's fuck, awesome.
I hit enter and then I respawn.
Yeah. It was cool though. I mean, it's fun to play around. Like, especially when you can play around with like old technology that still works. Like, dude, Misty. Do you guys know Misty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Misty has an Apple IIe.
Ryan's someone's car. I did not know she had an Apple IIe.
I do know Misty.
But yeah, she has like an Apple IIe and it still works. And that's like, dude, I'd be entertained with that shit for like weeks. I'd still go off. She has Rocks Oregon Trail. Fog, I mean, it like still works.
I loved Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
I was just talking about how they animals, need to rename
Linda
Oregon
has
Trail.
Died of dysentery.
Or like an Oregon Trail MMO.
Dude, Oregon Trail. Here we go. Hold on. Okay, there's like a ton of different versions.
Yeah, like I remember going into computer labs in elementary school, it was just the hum of like 1,000 Macs, you know?
Right.
It's like hum.
Okay,
and
they had to have a super device to cool them all.
Is the Oregon Trail 5th edition PC and Mac CD-ROM on 2001 is when it
came
out.
That's
and
like
there's also the
shit.
Amazon Trail and the Yukon Trail and Africa Trail, which are like spin-offs.
Fuck those.
Yeah, right? Dude.
Nobody wants to go anywhere
all
but
I want
in America.
Is to shoot some squirrels with a little BB.
Right.
Yeah, dude. Here's like the pictures, man. I remember when
and
you go to the
Sally to get dysentery.
The general store, it'd be like, what do you want to buy? Oxen, food, clothing, ammunition, or spare parts?
Mom,
always
has
ammunition.
Died of a broken leg.
Always.
Yeah, dude. It'd be like Gary, or no, it'd be like, you know, Jebediah has dysentery. He's dead.
Yeah.
Who cares? Get some more bullets, shoot some more squirrels.
Sarah had a snake bite.
The world keeps going around.
I think I shot a bear one time, and I was happy about that.
You shot heroin?
Yes, in Oregon Trail.
Oh, okay.
You shoot heroin. The screen gets blurry.
She's want to give a $50 tip at it.
But yeah, It's kind of amazing, like, when technology, like, it's just amazing how far it's come sometimes. I think about it, it's like, holy crap, dude. 10 years ago, we were playing GoldenEye thinking it was, like, amazing. And it still is, because
I remember
last
when
night.
The internet wasn't around.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I don't, actually.
Dude, do you remember when CDs weren't around? I remember when CDs weren't around, actually. I remember when, like,
CDs came around, like, 1986 or 88 or something.
But that was for people like New
Rich
Jack
people.
City, you know?
Right.
Like,
1982.
Only the rich crack dealers.
Like, I didn't buy my first CD until, like, 1992.
Dude, 1982, they were first released on the market.
Was that after the huge ones that were, like...
Laserdisc? But that's different, though. That wasn't audio. That was video.
Video.
Yeah.
So
My dad had Laserdisc.
We had it in elementary school, too. We watched, like, nature... It was always like nature videos, and then you know they had that little wheel where you could make it go forward or rewind quick. So we'd have to like watch a certain part and like do a report on like an animal or something. So
actually, I remember for some reason my dad had this one movie of the who's the guy in Young Frankenstein?
The guy that was on Everybody Loves Raymond. The dad?
No, not Frankenstein. He was Dr. Frankenstein.
Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. Together. Now who is the
we
black
the
guy that he always? Played movies with.
The one where he goes to jail?
Richard Pryor. Yeah. Richard Pryor. Yeah. Like, my dad had this one disc. He had this, like, really nice laser disc player. He had, like...
It's, like, this big.
Yeah. He had, like, two movies with it.
It's, like,
I remember,
big as a record, but it's shiny.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it looks like a big CD, you know?
I'm looking it up.
And he would just play this one Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor movie, like, over again, over
again. Look at this
like,
shit, dude. We're going to put this picture up on the blog. Check it out. A laser disc right next to a DVD disc. It's, like, fucking four times the size.
it's DVDs for giants.
Yeah. It stores 128 megabytes.
You know, it's funny. The people, I work at Walmart in electronics, and like people come in, and it's like, you know, some of the older folks that used to be really into computers, like guys in their 40s and 50s, they're like, you know, I used to be into this and blah, blah. And it's cool because technology has advanced so much in the past 10 years, like more in the past 10 years than it has in the past 50 years. So even in their 50s, I can relate to them because we both remember when, like our first computer in my house, the whole hard drive was 3.5 gigs, and we were like, oh, shit. And this was like 96, you know? It wasn't even that long ago. That's it was 3.5 gigs. We were like, holy crap, dude. And that's like a fucking flash drive.
We hadn't even seen gigs yet on our first computer.
And, dude, my RAM was like,
we didn't have a computer at home.
Our RAM was like 24 megabytes, so it could handle like the internet and Notepad.
I remember
and solitaire on minimize though.
I remember we went to Sam's Club one day, me and my dad, and we always went back to the computer section. This was a long time ago. Remember Apache? Like when the first helicopter simulator came out, it was called Apache.
Yeah,
I was telling my dad, I'm like, Dad, I want that, you know. And like we flip it over, and it was like processor speed, like minimum required was 100 megahertz, yeah. And we're like, oh no, sorry son, that's above our heads.
Yeah,
that's way out there,
dude. Okay, so I'm just kind of I'm looking. There's actually in 1996 they had a model of player that could play DVDs and Laserdiscs. It was a combo made by Pioneer.
DVDs, really?
That is fucking crazy.
The specs on an Apple IIe.
It's very, very, very minimal. I know that. Dude,
just because it'll be fun.
Do we have to make this into a dorky one?
We will.
Just on the topic of like video games and shit like that, especially computer video games.
The RAM was 64 kilobytes. up to 1 megabyte. And the CPU was 1.023 megahertz.
Wow.
Which is like nothing. And, dude, it's funny, even if you look at, like dude, PS3, powerful as hell, but still the clock speed of that thing is, like, nothing compared to a PC because it's only meant for one function, like games.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you look at, like, 64, I mean, that was, like, the most powerful thing for years versus, like, Saturn and PlayStation. But, dude, that thing's, like, I mean, the games can fit on a DS card now, you know?
Yeah.
Because so, they have Super Mario 64 on
and
DS.
And then they add shit to them.
Yeah, yeah. So... it's crazy how far it's come.
We're
dorks, Ricky. Sorry.
Talk about manly stuff. Let's get beer.
Manly
stuff. Start working out.
Bitches and hoes, man. Yeah. Come on, bro.
Give me a head and kick you out of the car.
Let's go shoot a harmless wildlife creature.
A harmless wildlife.
And then chop its head off and then throw the rest of it in a valley.
Dude, last night I almost ran into someone's like yard house thing because I took the road like too far and I didn't turn right because I didn't see it because your neighborhood's like dark as fuck, which is cool, but I'm just not used to it because in Phoenix it's like there's lights everywhere all the time. The light pollution there is horrible. So like in Tucson though, it's different. In Tucson they have actual regulations, like you can't have lights, like they have to have the signs, like you know how Walmart it's like a bubble letter and the lights point out. In Tucson every sign has to have like solid letters that aren't lit, and behind it is the light because they have a lot of observatories down there, so you can't. They have like a regulation of how much light pollution there can be, and I think they should do that everywhere because it's, dude, it's fucking ridiculous. Like in Phoenix, there is no like dark anything. I mean, there's no neighborhoods like yours ever.
Yeah,
you have to go up north to find.
Yeah, where are you gonna smoke weed?
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Go on the golf course.
Well, I mean, of course you can smoke weed anywhere, but
yeah. but yeah, so I went too fast
church
and too far, and like all of a sudden
pews.
Like I went around this lake and all of a sudden there was like a house and it was like
with
right up to the fence, and
confessional is usually reserved for cocaine and heroin.
That was right down the road from my house.
Yeah, like if you take that road
all
the way out.
Are you talking about where the wall is?
Okay.
To separate you from the interstate?
No, not the wall.
It's
no.
Fortress.
I went right at the wall, and then if you keep taking that road all the way down, it passes around this lake and runs like right into this house.
Yeah.
I was like, I should back up.
You know what's weird about the freaking wall? You know the sound barriers they put on the interstates now? Like, I grew up in my neighborhood, and it was just our house and then, like, a couple more houses and a barbed wire fence, and I-4 is right there. So I grew up listening to, like, I-4, you know?
Right.
And I went off to military, and one time I came home, there was this big fuck. They turned my neighbor into a fortress. Like, what the hell?
It is. You can only get in, like, one way, which is the way the MapQuest told me.
Yeah, it was like, you know, I guess it's a good thing, but...
If zombies attack, we can channel them in I-4
right.
and shoot them from your house.
Yeah, or what if there's, like, a bad thing on I-4 that you had to get to the neighborhood? Those people are fucked.
Right.
Crazy.
Hey, it's Florida.
It's terrible. They need to consult me.
Hey, so we got some phone calls.
We do. Let's play them. I can't hear them.
So we'll go ahead and play them. Here's the first one. This is from Braden in Canada.
Watching Star Wars. Shame.
Oh, shit.
Hey, guys. It's Braden calling. One of your only listeners from Canada. Probably not, but I'm one of the only people that's actually left a rating in iTunes.
Hey.
And I left 5 stars.
Thank you.
I was listening to the last episode, and I wanted to let you know, Herb, it's a tauntaun. Luke Skywalker hit and won when he was on Hoth.
Whoa,
and
what was the
Kyle, shame. Pure shame for not watching Star Wars. Shame. Shame, shame. And I'll keep listening to the show, and I'm never calling again because I'm sure the rates from Canada are probably going to make my phone bill go $700. So I'm going to stop talking now. Bye, guys.
Oh, my God.
All right, so the question was...
Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks ago.
I was asking, what is? I thought it was a wampa, but a wampa is.
It's the big monkey.
Tauntaun's the big white thing that they ride on Hoth.
Yeah, that
right. And then Han Solo cuts it open and he puts him in it.
And put Luke
I didn't think it was a tauntaun.
To keep him alive.
But yeah, so our friend Kyle, I showed you a picture like a minute ago. He came from Kentucky. He's never seen a Star Wars.
Never
movie.
Seen the Star Wars.
So, dude, I'm like,
what?
And he has no interest in it. But to me, I'm like, dude. Who cares?
That's a part of cinematic history. Like, if you don't like nerdy science stuff, it's still at least a pop
culture. It's funny
because
he does, though. I mean,
reference.
He is like
you know
that.
What I mean? Like,
seriously,
such a huge pop culture thing that you should at least know about it. Like,
my ex had never seen a Star Wars movie either. But to me, it's like, dude, yeah, it's weird that you haven't, but it's a great opportunity because for the...
You start out with the first one.
Right, you go one to six and see what you think because nobody else has been able to do that. All of us saw the first ones
that
first.
Is, yeah, that's
you
true.
You know, so if I'd really like to see someone's reaction who's watched 1 to 6 in that order.
I would like to see
what they
think. 1 to 6.
Could you imagine
the
they see the first
one
and then they go
not
to like
the
oh, yeah, version? Yeah.
They're going to be like...
They're going to be like, what the
fuck
is
what
this?
What the fuck
shit?
Happened to the galaxy?
Yeah.
This technology sucks now.
Did they blow up the graphics card too? Shit.
Yeah. Hey, Charity.
So we have visitors.
We have more visitors.
How's it going? She's the chick with the eyebrows.
How's it going?
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not good with names, so it's just like,
we called you, and you didn't answer.
Her phone was not working, she
claims. Her phone wasn't working. Y'all remember that Rocko's Modern Life episode where, like, you just reminded me of it because he repeated what he said in like a theatrical voice. Like they had this like crowd of people that followed Mr. Bighead around the town, and they repeated everything he said like it was like a chorus. Like they'd narrate what was going on by singing. It was like I don't know. And he's like I don't remember the words, and they're like he doesn't know the words, you know, and they sung along.
It was like a whole like city worth of a chorus, like there's like a huge group of people, a cast of 1,000.
You know, actually, I probably mentioned on here before, like I do with everything, but the guy who does Rocco's voice is like Officer Garcia on Reno 911.
Oh, really?
It's the same
crazy.
Guy. It's fucking.
I didn't realize that.
So we have some more phone calls too.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Play that shit.
Here we go.
This guy. Hey guys, it's Braden calling back. I lied that I wouldn't call again, and I also lied that I'm one of your only Canadian listeners, because I'm sure that's pure bullshit, because I remember listening to the 100th episode, and there was a guy, I think, named Nick, who was one of the original listeners who called in, so I'm a liar, and I like to think I'm amazing or something. I don't know. Canadians are rare people, I guess. Bye.
Wow.
Bye. Canadians are weird.
Canucks. They prefer to be called Canucks.
Oh, Canucks.
What was the question? If I could hear
Canadians is just a racial slur.
There really wasn't a question. He was just making a statement.
What was the statement? I caught, like, everything. No, I didn't catch any of that.
Because the first time he called, he said he was the only Canadian listener. and the only person to leave like an iTunes review. That's from Canada, but it's not true. So he's calling back to let us know.
Is he the only person to leave an iTunes review at all?
Well, I think they should start.
Is that, did he not clarify? He was too specific. He's a liar?
They should start a club of Canadian listeners, and he should be president.
Guilty.
Apparently he was first.
Guilty Canadian listeners. I feel guilty. My comments were not entirely
He's
honest.
Canadian.
I developed a Canadian southern accent.
Oh, that's what? Weird.
Canadian.
I'm from South Canada.
Oh, we have a Canadian in our apartment.
Oh,
for real?
Dude. Well, you're a listener,
dude,
so
I think the countryside up there is freaking beautiful from what I've seen, and it seems like a cool place, but it's too cold for my skinny ass. So
seriously, it's cold as shit up there.
And people are like, "You're a pussy," and I'm like, "Dude, fuck you. Once global warming comes, you'll be the pussy.
We're gonna be really upset when we move to Chicago."
Yeah,
yeah, we'll be swimming on our cool raft water world islands that we've built, and we're gonna all be.
We're gonna be drinking our piss like Kevin Costner.
Yeah, we're gonna have urine purifiers, and we're gonna shoot things from jet skis.
By the way, if you have not seen Mr. Brooks with Dan Cook and Kevin Costner, see it. It's good.
Pretty good.
Oh,
we
dude.
Saw that instead of Transformers because some people can't run their asses on time.
Shut
and we were late to the movie, and there was a line out of the fucking
thing. I got off work because I was helping customers. So that's
who's helping customers? You know what's nuts? My wife has an aunt. She's like 95 or something. Aunt Simone is
I
her
an
name.
Old ass aunt.
Yeah,
shit.
She is. She is an illegal immigrant, but she's an illegal immigrant from France. She came to Canada. And, like, got into the United States in a rowboat crossing one of the freaking Great Lakes. Like, I guess in
damn.
One little...
Damn, she wanted to get here.
Dude, that's, like, that's like the original Cuban.
Well,
like,
we have a lot of...
just
it's like original. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure Michigan is full of Canadian refugees.
Yeah, man.
From the dictatorship there.
They're like, get us away from Alanis Morissette, please!
I mean,
I'm just joking. I like Alanis Morissette. But...
Wouldn't it be King George still... wait, I really don't listen to me.
he's
King
the
George
stupid.
Right now.
No, I'm just joking.
Huh?
I said we have a King George right now.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
King of America.
King of America.
America's royalty. Royalty.
Like Paris.
I said royalty.
And nuclear.
Nuclear. He's a nuclear royalty member.
So we have one more phone call. This is from Xavier in North Carolina.
The black guy.
Yeah. Well,
the cool guy.
What's up, you guys? Hey, it's
because
Xavier.
He's black.
Just calling in real quick, give you a rundown of how my weekend went. This is my pre-birthday weekend. It was pretty busy. Yesterday, I had to go to like three Verizon stores to find a bunch of phone things that I need. And then I went to the mall. And then I had lunch with my boyfriend's mother at Carrabba's, which is an authentic Italian place that was really good. I love lasagna, kicked ass. And then after that, went to Greensboro, which is about half an hour
was
away
you
from
running
where
errands?
I live. And we went
just
to saw Transformers. Transformers fucking rocked. It was amazing. I didn't think it would be so good, but it kicked ass. I'm really glad we went to see it. And I'm pondering going to see it again. So that was fun. And then today, hung out, went and saw License to Wed, which was funny, you know, Jim from The Office, but it wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be, so, oh well. Anyway, that's it. Yeah, love the show, as always,
and we love
I guess
you.
I'll go now, if I don't have anything interesting to say. You guys rock, like, fucking hardcore. Shout out to Herb. What up, Herb? And Ricky, you're my favorite. Anyway, gotta go. Y'all take it easy.
Yeah.
Have a good show. Bye-bye.
So basically, he was telling us what he did for the day.
Yeah, that was like a whole...
That was his birthday. You ran errands on his birthday.
No. His birthday is on July 10th, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's my friend's birthday, too.
So happy birthday, Xavian.
What's today?
Even though you're not going to hear this until...
After your birthday.
We'll play
that music. People keep calling me because they lame.
Because you're popular.
And John. No, because
he put some D's on that shit.
Currently, and they can't receive calls.
Throw some D's on that tiny cell phone.
Throw some D's on it.
I wonder, like, if you actually threw a D on that cell phone, like, how would you improve that cell phone?
Wait, Ryan's cell phone?
Like a D cup titty.
Oh, you know, it's funny.
I have a story.
I have a story about D cups.
You want to get on?
When I was a. Do you want to get on?
I'm just throw some D's on this podcast.
When I was a kid, like, I was at JCPenney with my mom, and apparently my mom has pretty big breasts, or did. I don't know, because I'm gay, so I don't really pay attention to that shit.
Either way, you really don't.
Well, maybe. I mean, she's not as big as she used to be, like, as a lady. So,
she's kind of, like, lost in some way.
Right. So we went to.
Come in. I don't think I opened my door. He found it back with
you. That's amazing.
Somebody's going to have to unlock
the
door.
I think it's locked.
Charity, go.
Should we put it on pause?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
D-cups.
All right, so we were in JCPenney, and my mom's like, all right, Cedric, look for...
Where'd she go?
You know the door's over there.
Well, that's the window.
You came
those
in
of you can't
that
see.
Door.
Charity wandered back into the bedroom instead of heading for the door.
I love the Monty Python, man. There you go.
Actually, you did find it magical.
That is
Dominic,
weird.
That was amazing.
This is
that
the
was cool.
Like. Oh, by the way, Charity, this is my boyfriend, Ricky. Dominic, Ricky.
Oh, nice to meet you.
What's up, brother?
What's up, man? All right, so
we didn't think you were gonna walk it. We figured you'd go to the door.
Maybe she needs to go to the bathroom before she unlocks the door.
Maybe she needed to handle her lady business first.
Secret, mysterious lady parts.
So I was at JCPenney with my mom, and she's like, you know, I was probably like 10 or 11, and she's like, all right, Cedric, look for, you know, can you help me find this bra because this area is huge, whatever. So she tells me the number, and I like go over and find it, and I'm like.
I call him Slingshots.
I'm like, Mom, here it is, 40D! And everybody's like, bam! And, like, you know, everybody, like, one collective head spin, like, looked at me. And she's like, she like, acted like I wasn't her son. She's like, kept walking and stuff. She's like, yeah, it was like, it
she wants
reminded
to
me of D's.
Didn't she beat the hell out of you?
No. Well, one time with the shoe, yeah. But actually, a few times, but yeah.
That was because he got a 19 and it should have been an 18.
Right.
Or some shit like that. I don't know how the fuck.
No wider hangers!
You know, so. I think an 18 in chick sizes would be gigantic.
I don't know, girls. I don't even know guy sizes.
Like four
I know I wear 12 size shoes, but I'm not really good with numbers. So.
I think the general rule for
I usually just go by
translation is
pants
like
that I like.
Too
and
smaller.
Then if they fit,
cool.
Awesome. If they don't,
belt
crap. Belt, or I'll cut them off and make shorts, and they'll just be really tight. Yeah, you've noticed that, huh? All homemade shorts, except for these, actually.
Are you going to throw some D's on that?
Throw some D's on that.
Damn.
Throw some rims on that shit.
Dayton rims.
Yeah. That's really weird. Like, you know, hey, I have money, and I sort of can rap, but not really. And I know some producer guy in, like, the main city near my ghetto. So I think I'm going to come up with some random-ass phrase, and we're going to make a song out of it, bitch. And that's hip-hop nowadays. It's not even hip-hop. It's rap. That's the thing. It's rap.
Yeah!
Because actual hip-hop is, like, actually what? Pretty cool, usually, and intelligent.
Okay.
You know, so.
Oh.
Exactly.
What?
Okay.
Three
what
words!
Up, we were at Applebee's on my birthday, and of course, like, within the first 10 minutes, it was like I can't even do the noise, but yeah, it came on and it was like yeah,
and then the like, cops were singing it word for word.
Yeah, yeah, right, and the cops us. Knew the whole song. Five they were like them. Conspicuous. It was like all of them together.
Yeah, and then they started talking about how much they love Super Troopers, and I was like, holy
Mother
shit,
of God,
these cops behind us. I'm pretty sure they smoke weed on a regular basis
and are probably high now. But the weird thing, though, is that they play karaoke at this Applebee's down the street, like, every Tuesday, and I guess apparently on Saturdays of my birthday. So the people who run the karaoke, it's, like, this 50-year-old guy and then, like, two, like, 80-year-old women near him. And they're like, all right, y'all, we've got 80,000 songs, so if you know your favorite tune, come up here and sing. And it's like... They're
expecting, like, I had a hammer.
Yeah.
A hammer in the morn.
But the whole thing they were playing, like, when people weren't doing karaoke, which, by the way, was all country, The rest of the time, the whole thing was like Ying Yang Twins and Little John and like just all this random like bad.
I think they left after they realized no one was going up there.
Yeah. So like, hey, we'll put on something for the youngsters, some D's under some shit. I don't know. You know.
They should have put on some NWA.
Yeah. Or some Ice T.
Some NWA for you kids.
Right. Some Ice T, man. I'd love to hear Cop Killer in Applebee's with cops.
Does anybody else think that it's just really weird that that guy plays a cop on TV now?
Yeah, Ice T, I know.
Yeah, that is weird.
Talk about a sellout, you know. If you're really if you're really strong with your convictions, you know, you'd at least be playing like a cop killer on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, see, I told you I did it. I told you I came out with a song and then I did it on TV, nigga.
You know, like, I don't know. He's a cool guy, though. Like, I mean, he was on Loveline a little while ago, and he actually, I mean, the one thing that I always liked about Ice-T is that he was not, he's half black, and he's half white, so it's like, a lot of people kind of open their eyes more like, wow, not just black people can talk fast over, you know, sampled music, basically.
Well, had Eminem.
Well, no, but Ice-T is from the 80s, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, it was like, oh, my God, you know, not a black guy who can actually rap. So it was pretty cool.
You have to have some
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla,
we think the same right here.
Word to your mother.
Yeah, because that's...
You know, I don't see Ice-T singing in a Ninja Turtle movie.
Oh, my God.
That's all I got to say.
I remember roller
skating. That's how you know
Ice
you've
Star
made it as a rapper.
That's what Kyle has as his ringtone, is Ice Baby. And he's like, it's not like the David Bowie song, man. You don't know what y'all are talking about. And
shit. Right.
And I wish David Bowie would have just, you know, like cut on TV.
Well, he
know
doesn't have a career anymore, so basically he did.
Yeah. David Bowie doesn't really either. So, well, he was in The Prestige. He was in the movie, which is weird. Yeah, he was like the weird scientist guy who invented the machine.
Oh, I haven't seen
that. David Bowie was in The Prestige, like the movie. He was like the weird scientist guy up on the mountain who invented like the machine. Yeah. Yeah. I know it didn't look like David Bowie, but yeah, it was weird.
What about Labyrinth?
Power and then Labyrinth. Voodoo. Yeah.
Labyrinth.
Voodoo? With his big ass hair.
With the biggest crotch ever.
It's the puppet.
Yeah.
Wasn't
Give
Sting
me the
in
biggest
that too?
Cod piece
or no, Sting
you
was
can
in Dune. That's what he was. Sting.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, he was like
Sting.
He was in Dune. Somebody else was in there too. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't wait till I get famous enough. I could just change my name to like a verb.
Like a verb. Yeah.
That's
what
Sting is, a verb.
Like, or like, what's her name? Cascada?
Hi, I'm Pound.
Is that Gizmo? Is that his name? The Gremlin boy?
Yeah, Gizmo.
Gizmo.
He's a Mogwai. I can't see.
I had one of those. I still have
Gizmo
one.
Was,
a Furby?
Gizmo was the brown and white one, right?
Yeah. The one with
the cute
looked
one
like before the Gremlins.
Yeah, but he was like the only one that looked like that in the movie, right?
Yeah,
the
everybody else was like,
when there one,
no,
he was pretty much Jesus to the rest of the Gizmos.
And they all looked like him until they got water on them or whatever.
But did they show that?
The other ones were evil.
Yeah,
still. He was the only one that was actually like, hey,
yeah, he's little Rambo.
Dude, I have a Furby and it still works. Like if you hit the closet door really hard in my old house, it'll turn on because it's sitting on top of the closet, and it's like, you don't want to turn it on because it won't shut up for like
those things
15
were
minutes.
Annoying.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Seriously,
Furbies.
And they still, dude, it still works.
Walmart
yeah, they do.
Came out.
It was like 12 years ago, and it still works with the same battery. I can't believe it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they do lots of really weirdly cool stuff, though. Like somebody modded one online into a TV remote because the top of it is an IR in the head, so you can like he like modded it so that whenever it was like feeding time, it would turn on the TV. Because it would send signals to like if you put three Furbies together, they'll talk.
That's
to each
other.
That's
just a fucking
like,
nerd.
Shit. That's really weird.
That would scare the shit out of me. I'm not even lying.
Right?
Like,
are you hungry
on Halloween?
Well, think if somebody
like the horror
like,
movies that come on.
Yeah. If somebody really wanted to do like something really messed up, like they do that at the assembly line, you know, and they don't advertise it on the box.
Oh, right.
Like,
right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you get crazy calls from America, and my TV's being turned on by my Furby. Right.
It's ordering porn.
My pay-per-view bill is huge.
Next thing we know,
I've already seen Girls Gone Wild. I don't need this one.
Next thing we know, people are going to start getting calls from like the various cable companies. Yes, my Furby ordered all that porn.
Remember the watches? Yeah. Remember like the remote watches? Those were a lot of fun too.
Oh, yeah. We had fun.
Yeah.
With that.
Those were
those were sweet.
I didn't have a remote launch. I had something called a Datalink. You guys remember those? had this little eyeball, and it came with a 3.5-inch floppy computer program. And you put the program in, and it fucking had all this, like, it was like a data planner thing. I used it to cheat on tests at school. It was pretty cool. And what you do is, like, when you got all the information you want to put on your watch, you hit enter, and you hold your watch to it, and it did this sequence of flashes on your computer screen. Somehow that actually downloaded all the information to your watch. It was so fucking cool.
Dude.
You had to hold it.
Wait, what was this called? What was the brand of watch?
It was, I think, Timex Data Link watch. But it was so crazy. But that's it. See that little light, the bulb thing? You hold that like 5 to 6 inches away from the TV screen.
A Timex Data Link. One word, Data Link.
I used that thing to like pass so many tests, man. I was like, God.
That is fucking awesome.
It was cool to bring like universal.
That's the one I had. Oh shit, that's not my bad.
Oh, I remember that.
My aunt, before she passed away, she was like, she was pretty wealthy because she was a college professor, and she bought me a handspring back when they were like, they came out and they were like competing with Palm, which handspring doesn't even exist anymore, but it was like a Palm Pilot basically, and it had a little IR thing on the left side, and so I downloaded all this shit to it, and I got like a TV remote on it. But since it was touchscreen, you had like a touchscreen remote. So the whole thing, you could be like, and the whole thing was like a remote. It was like, it was pretty cool. But I used to fuck with my teachers at school.
That's what we did.
You know, because I would turn like their brightness all the way down so that they would never be able to tell if it was on or off. But I would turn the volume all the way up. But you couldn't, like, it would remember when you turn it off what the brightness was. You could never fix it unless it was pitch black in the room. You know what I mean? Because you couldn't see it during the day. So it was basically fucked. And I would like put it, because we had cable at our school. For some reason, so I put it on MTV and I turned it up really, really loud, and then like put the brightness all the way down.
We had this one history teacher, Leigh Gibson. Yeah. It was a Mrs. Dowdy,
Rowdy Dowdy.
The crazy thing is she just recently died of a stroke, and
that was
a like
couple years back.
Recently, like yeah, it was probably a year or two ago, but still. Anyway, this is the kind of lady like.
So now she's Dowdy and the Growdy.
That's
not even funny.
The bad thing is, like, I feel responsible in some way,
slightly personally,
like problem child or what?
Like, everybody. You could be. I don't know, but everybody was a problem child in her eyes. You could have a conversation with one of your friends about your dog at home, like right. Fido, and she would overhear it and take it as like you were going to try to kidnap her two dogs at home.
What?
Yeah.
Like,
anyway,
she was crazy.
She was nuts. Some dude rolled up a freaking brownie in the shape of a dog turd and put it on her freaking on her little podium. And when she got in there, she like stopped class. She like ringed the principal, and over the intercom, she was like asking for the deputy to come down. And he's like, "Yes, yeah, somebody has put dog mess." She said, "Dog mess on my podium. I would like them removed." And he came back over. He's like, "Do you know who it was?" She's like, "No, but I figure we'll find out soon enough or some shit." So he's like, "I'm on the way." And he sends down the deputy. It was just this long, drawn out thing for a brownie. It was like obviously not a dog turd, you know.
It smelled good.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing. It was Dan Vavra. Remember him?
Yeah.
And like eventually he was like, "Yeah, it was me." And Deppy lost and brought him out. He's like, "Okay,
no brownies at school,
yeah,
boy.
Go back to
Dude,
class."
I would have done like the whole Trunchbull thing, make him eat the whole fucking like brownie cake, you know, on stage or whatever. Remember that? In Matilda?
Eat the whole thing if you're hungry.
That was a big ass cake.
Yeah, that was a bitch ass movie too. It was awesome.
It's pretty good.
Bitch. That was a big ass woman.
Seriously, my God.
She's like, "One more time, and you're going in the chokey."
You know, it was like, whoa. The book made her sound so scary, and they like got the perfect woman. Like Danny DeVito had to go out and find like the ugliest, like sweetest, like Olympic, like strong woman to like. For that part. I don't know where he found that girl. It's crazy.
Former man.
I'm going to find out who that is.
Find her!
The book is really good, though. That was, like, one of the coolest kids' book. Do y'all remember, like, Ramona? Ramona, yeah. She had, like, a ton of books. That was
cool. I am going to pee.
Have fun.
Pee.
So, While Herb's looking that up, I want to talk about people at the Frapper map. Lindsay from Newhall, California added herself. Gus from Rochester, Minnesota. You know what the Frapper map is, Ryan? No, you don't, because you never signed up for it, asshole.
You talking about the... No, because it doesn't fucking work. I signed up for it three times. Unless you use a picture, it doesn't work.
Well, use the fucking picture.
No, I didn't have one I want. Like,
you
small,
have one of your bare ass.
I didn't have one I could resize for
you.
You
promised our listeners that you'd show them that picture, and you still
have
it.
Yeah, you were supposed to take it and still have yet to do so.
What? Why should I take it? Oh, look. There we go.
Dude, no way.
Okay.
Drew Holy crap. The woman that played
and then you can
Trunchbull
wait for Drew to give it to you.
Is Pam Ferris. And Pam Ferris was the gangster, like, Irish lady in Death to Smoochie. And the girl with the dreadlocks in Children of Men, like, you know, the white lady that protects
the
black girl. Yeah.
Really?
Holy fucking A, dude. They must have put like a fat suit on her ass because she's not that big. Holy crap.
She lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I also want to thank Ben from Rochester, New York, and Lee from Marcellus, Illinois. Thanks for
having
us. And
our wonderful Lakelandites. Is that, would that be?
Lake Lonedians.
Like loners.
What's going on?
We don't know.
Okay.
So yeah, when you get over in Iraq, make sure you add foul monkeys to like your MySpace
or shoot.
Add yourself to our Frapper map.
Foul monkeys.
Oh, totally.
With your rear gunner into the sand.
Right.
I'll definitely like.
You can buy foul monkeys bullets from our store, y'all. they have like the symbol on it and
kill
shit.
Some
just stamp
some
it
flamingos,
you know?
For us,
right?
But yeah, there's a lot of dudes in my unit that are like would dig this totally. They're cool. All into this kind of stuff.
There's a lot of them out there. If they have iTunes, it's free.
Word.
There's all kinds of them.
Yeah. Or the internet. What's his Firecrotch last night? Firecrotch, for anybody that's listening, is the other Ryan. That has never been on the show and that nobody knows.
John Ryan.
From the listener group. But yeah, he was like, dude, I'm going to go down tonight and download this like now, dude. It sounds fucking awesome. So,
why do you call him Firecrotch?
Because he's red. Because
he's got bright red hair and he's got a Firecrotch.
Okay. You know what's weird is I just saw him at Walmart the other day when I was working and then I saw him at the party that last night. It was like, dude, I've seen you there, you know? I don't know, Lakeland is really small. I didn't think it's as small as it is. It's pretty cool.
So what else?
I want Taco Bell.
Are you going to go to your house?
Two chicken quesadillas and then
two
sides of sour cream. Yeah, I haven't shit in your house yet. I usually do every time I'm here.
Oh,
so.
I thought you did.
It's really upsetting. No, I was talking on the
He's
phone.
Like, I can't leave until I do. So.
Yeah, you're going to have to
he can't
feed
leave
me something terrible.
Until he leaves the Taco Bell in our bathroom.
Yeah, I always leave a part of me everywhere I go.
Wait a minute, it's Sunday. Isn't it closed? Don't they close at 12?
No, that's Mexico. I'm just
kidding. Yeah, you're thinking of Mexico.
They put the wall up, it like, you know. It's like, and it's got one of those like voices like, the escalator is going up. Watch your step, like, for fucking hours. You know, like, the door is closing. Please jump across the border.
The door is closing.
The door is closing, Holmes.
Get out of the way.
You're right.
It's so true. It's so be like that. Like, totally. And it would be in Spanish, too. Like, but it would be a Mexican person speaking English. Like, hey, man, get out of the way. But... it would be a white, you know, like, como está, get out of, you know, in Spanish, it would be like a totally
¿Donde
white.
Está el Walio Tequilando?
They'd hire Cheech Marin to do the recording.
Like, don't even think about it, Holmes, man. You can't make it past that shit, I promise, man. I tried my cousin. Shit.
Build a birdhouse, man.
They will get you.
We're going to be accused of being racist again.
For like the fifth time.
Dude, I have a Mexican friend.
Dude, my uncle's Cuban and my mom's Puerto Rican, so...
I once had sex with a Mexican.
That counts, man.
That totally counts.
It sperm counts.
It's only like... it only seems to be Latino people who like have accused you of racism, by the way.
I think it's just the one guy. or the one group.
One guy, he just changes his voice a little bit.
Like from Mexican to Cuban.
This is Shauna.
It's Juanito.
Calling from the same number. Ah,
sorry.
Click.
It's weird. We have
it's all good.
We have people a Washington number. For
they criticize us all the time.
Which
yeah,
I can't remember why that works.
You don't even have to do anything.
I know.
Fucking get accused of like.
No, I talked. What happened was I talked about I talked about AIDS, and we were just discussing stuff, and I have an opinion that. It's
that no one else really agreed with on the
right,
show.
Right,
but
in the show. Like, everybody has their opinion.
This person accused all of us agreeing with it. So now they're contacting like other podcasts, asking them not to support us.
And
like
the
that.
Funny thing, though, is that even if, like, I don't want to say this on the show. If you've, like, I was talking about this yesterday. Is like, even if we lost our whole, like gay podcast, like, tree. Yeah, like, our clique of people, which isn't even a clique. Dude, it wouldn't matter because all those podcasts are only for gay people because no straight people would understand, like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Our podcast is, like, for everybody. like, dude, more often than not, we have more straight people on our show than we're, right. like, the only two gay people that are on the show half the time. So
yeah, that is true.
And Misty's bi, so I guess that counts, but whatever.
Unless
so,
you guys have
so
something
like
to tell us.
2.5
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So it might be difficult with the marriage.
That doesn't right. mean anything.
Dude, it's so true. Dry it doesn't marriage. Mean anything. It really doesn't. Yeah.
Okay.
For tax purposes.
No, I met a guy online the other day. He's
to get a Pell Grant.
I met a guy online the other day. He was married and in an open relationship and on like a gay site. Like, hey guys, you know, if you want to hook up. I have a wife, man, but she's cool. And it's like,
wow.
Really? Have you been on Maury Povich? Like, yet? You know, I don't know. It was, I mean, hey, if it works, you know, it's cool.
Word.
So we
Who's
have to,
baby
we kind of have to start ending the show.
All right, we're out.
Yep, we're at 56 minutes.
That's my favorite.
I'm going to call you and leave a 105 minute message. As the call? As the call. Well, you know what they're going to do is like, not air it. It's like, this is, yeah.
Yeah, we need
this
to edit
Ryan.
All of that.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be cool. Like, hey, this episode brought to you by Ryan, and you just leave this.
I'm in the car.
We try to get people to call us and ask
I
us
am
questions.
Ordering Taco Bell.
Never happens.
I'm
yeah,
getting
really
pulled
like,
over.
It's like a lot of people listen, and a lot of people seem to like it, and always, like, every time I show somebody, they're like, dude, you guys are fucking hilarious. It's fucking funny. Oh, my God. I'm straight, and I even like this. Oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell all my friends. And then, like, nobody, like, participates or calls or does it.
Yeah.
And it's cool because we don't get paid or anything, but it's just like.
Oh, speaking of that, hey, I want to thank Forrest over at Tube Bear for writing a review for us. We got a lot of downloads from that
right.
webpage.
From,
so,
what was it?
Planet Tube Bear? Planet Bears.
Yeah.
We actually called his website the wrong thing last time.
Like, hey, everybody, go to. You know,
so he's trying to make us feel guilty, but thank you.
Okay.
Random website number one.
what are you doing?
Giving Drew the number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, leave a message right now and we'll play it right now.
No,
that's,
we won't.
That's too scientific.
That's kind of weird.
Don't we have like 2 minutes?
Scientology. I heard
it. That's too Scientology.
That'd be weird.
You know, this is weird. My father-in-law is a Scientologist priest.
Oh,
wow. Have, like, does he live in Clearwater? Hierarchy? Yeah. I don't know if it's called a priest, but that's what I call it. No, he lives in California.
Sure, it's not a child molester?
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just
I would hope not.
What's his theme level?
I don't. I talked to him a few times. It's just weird.
Did you see where
does he try to ever convert you?
Germany has told Tom Cruise that he couldn't film in the country there because they feel that